All right, let's do this. Life seems to be spinning by so fast, but it does seem like I'm cramming in everything I possibly can. Harry and I had deeper discussions this week, and I'm doing my best to stop calling Froggy Froggy before she's old enough to hate me for it. It's my unconventional life. Ribbit, ribbit. I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is My Unconventional Life. It's a podcast, it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully, it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world. Sponsored by no one. Every week, I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, a lover, and a friend. And occasionally, discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. Ultimately, though, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today? It's all gold. I know it is. But that's not how the human brain seems to work in the Western world, is it? It's like we need something to worry about. Like we seem to slip consistently back into this anxiety and depression. It's been much more prevalent this week, perhaps, because the issue of mental health and suicide has been so much more prevalent in the mainstream media. It's a complex topic, because I'm not really sure we understand it. The causes, or the cures, or preventions. I have been super busy trying to keep on top of things with all the travel and everything else that's going on in my life. I've barely exercised for weeks. If it comes down to sleep or exercise, sleep always wins. Froggy continues to grow and be a delight. Ah! Amelia. Her name is Amelia. Amelia continues to grow and be a delight. But Froggy's such a cute nickname. And I love her so much. Anyway, Harry has started to help potty train Amelia, which is really fun to see, but it does make me feel like she's growing up so quickly. Either way, Harry continues to be an amazing mum, never complains, is totally committed to Amelia's well-being. She's made to be a mum, and I feel really blessed that I got to have a child with her. Now, we still have conflicts to resolve, but again, conversations seem to be much more rational since Amelia's been born. We talked again this week in more depth about the nature of our relationship. I think the reality of a wholly platonic relationship is getting clearer to her. So it's not easy. There's a lot of emotions involved, of course. I don't know that we won't have to have the discussion again, even a number of times. But I was clear about my intentions. It does make things a little awkward or numb, perhaps, for a while. Like there's a distance between us, which I felt too. But in the time since, little by little, the intimacy of raising a child seeps back in. And I know, well, I really do believe that in time, any awkwardness will hopefully eventually pass, with stops and starts, forward and backward. It's perhaps the nature of any relationship. It is ironic, of course, or maybe that's not the word, maybe it's relevant, perhaps, that having a parenting partnership was specifically to try to avoid this sort of negative emotion that's usually linked to a sexual romantic relationship. but perhaps it's unavoidable completely. I guess the question is, can you limit it? We're human beings. We're emotional. The key, perhaps, is to not judge our emotions. Just let them be. Ari and I still have to negotiate a portion of our financial agreements after the stopgap that we agreed to so we could have the baby without the stress of discussing it anymore. But as I said, other conversations that we've had are encouraging. And it's a lesson that I badly need to learn, to stand up for my agreements. And for nothing else, to show Amelia that you can't run away from conflicting discussions, and nor should you. Breathe. This will be okay. The prospect and thought of dating, or at least being sexual, is out there too. And that too will be okay. Eventually. I'm in no rush. I'm just living day by day right now. Everything will be okay. And I will see you next week. Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing, every day, every moment. So I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you are with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make this world a better place. I've been out alone with